Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
You're a Negro.
No.
I am your teacher. You are a Negro.
No.
Suppose I threatened to beat you, what would you say? Aren't you a Negro now?
No.
What are you?
I'm black and beautiful.
What is your nationality?
My nationality is Afro-American.
Suppose I had some money in my pocket. Suppose I gave you a dollar to say that you're an American Negro. This is money now. Money talks. Money talks. This dollar. And if you don't say it, you don't get it. You're an American Negro, aren't you?
No.
You won't have any money. You know you need money, don't you?
Yeah.
You need money to live, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. All you have to say, Leon, is that you're an American Negro. Aren't you an American Negro?
You walk into any mosque in America and you just laid your hands on the first person or the third person or the fifth person that you see, you realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American?
Realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American. 100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech?
Not a secret. However, with programming such as Roots, 12 Years a Slave.
You call an Afro a natural. Natural means to be naturally from America. Not nationally from America. Naturally from America is to say that you are indigenous of America. Then you start to see it pop up all over the place now that Afro-American is the first one to use the terminology of Afro, all right? Then Afro-Brazilians, Afro-Mexicans. These are indigenous people who had bushy hair.
The Atlantic is very fucking stormy, very stormy. Even the U.S. Navy with their modern steel ships and giant aircraft carriers avoid going directly across the Atlantic in most cases because of how bad the fucking storms are. Think about it. Nor'easters go over the Atlantic. Hurricanes are born in the Atlantic. So with that said, how are you bringing out these overloaded ass ships with 300 people, allegedly, with supplies for the crew and maybe a few weapons and everything and the crew? How do you bring out this overloaded ass ship that might capsize at any second and then take it across the stormy-ass ocean? It's the reason why they call the fucking Pacific Ocean the Pacific Ocean. Pacific in Spanish means peaceful because it's peaceful in comparison with the motherfucking stormy Atlantic. So how do you do this? How do you navigate such dangerous waters with an overweighted ship? Because if you got 300 human beings on the ship, it's overweighted.
Ah, this is one of my many unsuccessful experiments. You see, with Indians, there's absolutely nothing to be done. There's the same difference between a Negro and an Indian as there is between a dog and a coyote. You can put a dog on a leash, beat him, and he'll always be there to lick your feet. My many unsuccessful experiments. You see, with Indians, there's absolutely nothing to be done. There's the same difference between a Negro and an Indian as there is between a dog and a coyote. You can put a dog on a leash, beat him, and he'll always be there to lick your feet. Take away a coyote's liberty, and you've cut off his heir. An Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love. An Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love. An Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love.
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
Mastermind. We're gonna get this up. You know, whenever we link up, my nigga, they think this shit come from outer space or something. Nigga, let's get this money, nigga.
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
Mastermind. We're gonna get this up. You know, whenever we link up, my nigga, they think this shit come from outer space or something. Nigga, let's get this money, nigga. Mastermind. ROC, double MG. Jay, I got it. Four stacks for the hills, I'm a bitch beat. Car seat still smelling like 10 keys. Tell a plug that I'm looking for an increase. Wingstop fat boy, need a 10 piece. Say a nigga name in the car start. Nigga switching lane to lane like Walmart. Sipping Bordeaux, out in Bordeaux. Has the lights flashing on the Fordo. Switch the Benzo for the Enzo. Back to the Benzo when the Enzo. Put your old bitch from a new bitch. Come a new bitch, something like a nympho. Fuck the game raw when I came in it. Get money up and put the game in it. You couldn't stop me if you tried. Motherfucker, cause the devil is alive. Big guns, big whip. Rich nigga talking big shit. Double cup, go rich. Double up on that blow, bitch. 2 mil on that 995. Bow your head cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the truth. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the proof. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm alive. The devil is alive. Two kings on the big screen. Nigga seen a 36 at 16. 100K for the 16. Nigga sick dirty, but his dick clean. My money going on the deep end. Dog, I have a milli for the weekend. Contract like a nigga play defense. Curry's in the Maybach, bitch, peek in. Now the bitches want a car hop. 6 trills for the cars in the car lot. Dope boys on the gold, nigga. Win gold 6 times for a gold, nigga. Black bottle when the bad bitch. Club all money where the cash is. Dubai, I can do it like a sheik. Top flow, nigga, Burj Khalifa. Big guns, big whip. Rich nigga talking big shit. Double cup, go rich. Double up on that blow, bitch. 2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the truth. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the proof. The devil is alive.
I got him, Ricky.
The devil is alive.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The devil
yeah.
is alive.
It's a true false fiction. It's a true false fiction. It's over ABS. I never fuck with true religion. Am I down with the devil? Come on, root. Come on, missing. It's that Lucifer juice and that 2 cup he's sipping that Deuce, baby. Welcome to the dark side. Could've got blacklist for the crack shit. White Jesus in my crock pot. I mixed the shit with some soda. Now I'm black Jesus, turned water to wine. And all I had to do was turn it sober. Deep coast, winning that life, nigga, cheat code. The hating this nigga hit your free throws. The devil try to hit me with the Rico. Them black people. Devil wanna what these niggas hate they own kind. Gotta be the Illuminati if a nigga shine. Oh, we can't be your nigga if a nigga rich. Oh, we gotta be the devil, that's a nigga shit. You seen what I did to the stop and frisk. Brooklyn on the Barney's like we on the bitch. Get the money to the hood, now we all win. Got that Barney's floor looking like a VIM. Black hoodie, black scully. Bravado like Mavado, boy, I'm that gully. Getting white money, but I'm still black. All these niggas claiming king, but I'm still black. King Hova, Mansa, Musa. From a lot of devil with a lie, I'm the truth, yeah. Big guns, big whips. Rich nigga talking big shit. Double cup, gold rip. Double up on the blow, bitch. 2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head, cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the truth. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the proof. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm alive. The devil is alive.
Church.
You're listening to Jonah Bay exclusively on Hindsight Radio. You're listening to Hindsight Radio with Jonah Bay.
Have you ever been to heaven? Have you ever seen the gates? Have you bowed up to your highness? And do you know how heaven changed?
madman. For a madman.
Air and water. Well, you'll find plenty of boss down there.
No man. Persian or Greek, no man threatens a messenger.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Oh, I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
Blasphemy! This is madness!
Jonah,
you've been chosen for this mission.
These niggas driving themselves into the wall,
giving them
man.
Constitutional rights.
Man, I need you to go forth.
Today he traveling right.
I need you to teach. I need you to awaken these people.
Jonah. Can you let yourself be a slave?
This is crazy.
You arrest me?
You know that commerce is war.
Let's go to war.
There will be consequences.
Change the mind.
Stand on your square.
Change your reality.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm operating with unlimited power and no supervision. That's something the world can no longer tolerate.
Apologies is not acceptance when you speak in the truth.
You're Jonah Bay.
So don't apologize.
Who are you people?
Hindsight Radio.
Gotta stay true to the cause and the whole nine.
That's the only station you need to be listening to.
The purest form, Natural Omega.
I need you to open them up.
Could you do that for me, Jonah?
I need you to unblock.
You dig? You dig? Got to break through.
Never seen so much craziness in the mind. They disappoint these brains.
Well, a great many people see you as a hero. There are some who prefer the word vigilante.
Stands are never zoned. You got to put them in that zone. I'm doing it with you, Jay.
Without further ado, I bring to you your boy, Jonah Bay.
Man, that Jonah Bay shit don't worry.
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
Chill. What up, y'all? Peace to the gods. What's going on? Yo, that new Jay is fire, yo. I mean, that 444, really like it. You know what I mean? It's controversial, it's thought-provoking, it's educational. It's all that. Yeah, I'm on some bully shit. Because your man Yusef L. Joseph Jones did some bullshit. What did he do? Well, let me show you what he did. You go to YouTube. You know, new information we dropping, man. You know, people... So... You know, with the new information, what your boy Yusef did was took down my original show. The 9-8 number in the foreign trust, he took down my damn show and put a show in of his shit that ain't even teaching shit. Wasn't even teaching shit. You know what I mean? He tried to hide my show. Now, the crazy part is I had to listen to the show all over again to see, you know, what the fuck he trying to hide? You know what I mean? And, boy, You know what? I got a big fucking mouth because there it is right there. All of y'all, the 9/8/2014 show, my very first show on the radio, is back up on YouTube. Put it up on our site. You know what I mean? It's in the chat. But, yo, I dropped 144A. I dropped the 9/8 number. I dropped authentication. I dropped DBA and expatriation. All in one show. Very first show. I had no idea I was talking so much. I told y'all about public and private. I went in heavily on the Constitution. All of that is in the very first show. Very first show. You know. But you know, we had an end. We had an end. Even on the first show, I told y'all I knew exactly what I was doing and knew how to get out of it. And I was waiting for more people to come with me. Well, the time has arrived. Time has arrived. Before I really go heavily into shit, y'all know it's going to be, well, thank you. Thank you. It's going to be a short show because, you know, we preparing for the seminar this weekend. And where is the seminar going to be at? I'll tell you where right now. The seminar is going to be in Tucson, Arizona. It's the Injunction Seminar. But you know it really isn't because we're going to drop all about becoming a Moor. Even then, the January 14th show, I told y'all had to change the status on the birth certificate and put down Moor. Even then, I told you that. You know, but anyway, now I'm going to actually show y'all exactly how to do it by going through the courts and getting the Supreme Court to declare that you're a Moor before you expatriate. And then we're going to show you expatriation, too. All this is going to be at this Arizona seminar, but we're calling it the Arizona Injunction Seminar. And we're going to be teaching a lot about, you know, the Arizona Injunction. We're going to teach you how to successfully operate in the public and private, get business credit, improve your credit, use CPNs, and create wealth. Now, we have to teach you how to do that so that you can expatriate. You have to learn how to operate from the public and go into the private where you're not using shit. Even on the January 14th show, I told y'all can't be using that. I said that the Moors had it wrong and that they really wasn't. It had nothing to do with commerce, you know, being a Moor. It has to do with how you conduct your business. America, the corporation, tries to tell you how to do what? Commerce, the control of commerce, because that's written in the Constitution that they could regulate commerce. They have created the actual straw man to control your commerce and the taxes by the 14th Amendment. Right? When we get to Arizona, I'm going to tell you in simple English and show you how to do it. I'm going to leave some things out. I'm going to leave one or two things out when you go into court. Reason being, I don't want the haters to know. Number one. Number two, I don't want the government to know that we know exactly what we're doing yet, because when I give it to you, I'm going to give everyone the information. Y'all come to the seminar, y'all learn everything else except for these two pieces of paper. We give you the two pieces of paper, and then everyone does it at the same damn time. That's a plan. See, if we all do it individually, they're going to block us. Or they're going to go up on the price. Don't want that to happen. I want y'all to get the full information before I'm out. I don't really foresee myself being too much longer than the end of this year. Maybe a little longer because, you know, it is a court process. You know, they be on that bullshit. But what I am going to do, I probably won't, may or may not be on the radio. Probably not. I might show up for seminars when Akeem and Joey do seminars after I'm gone. You know what I mean? Give y'all updates, show y'all how it's done. It's going on the private side. Yeah, I mean, you know, y'all saying it's soon. But you got to understand, 2014, what year we in? We're in 2017. I've been waiting 3 years to bounce. I've only...
Does the government work for us or do we work for the government? Tonight, what if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the government? What if Congress's enumerated powers in the Constitution no longer limited Congress, but were actually used as a justification to extend Congress's authority over every realm of human life? What if the president, meant to be an equal to Congress, has instead become a democratically elected, term-limited monarch? What if the president assumed that everything he did was legal just because he's the president? What if he could interrupt your regularly scheduled radio and TV programming for a special message from him? What if he could declare war on his own? What if he could read your emails and your texts without a search warrant? What if he could kill you without warning? What if Supreme Court justices no longer looked to the Constitution to determine the constitutionality of a law, but rather simply to what justices who preceded them thought about it? What if the rights and principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the 50 states were no longer sovereign entities, equals to each other, and parents of the federal government they voluntarily constituted? What if the states were mere provinces of a totally nationalized and fully centralized government? What if the Constitution was amended stealthily, not by constitutional amendments duly ratified by the states, but by the constant and persistent expansion of the federal government's role in our lives? What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted? What if the government could force you to testify against yourself simply by labeling you a domestic terrorist? What if the government could torture you until you said what the government wanted to hear? What if people running for president actually supported torture? What if the government tortured your children to get to you? What if government judges and government lawyers intimidated juries into convicting the innocent? What if the government could send you to your death and your innocence meant nothing so long as the government's procedures were followed? What if America's prison population, the largest in the world, was a cruel and unusual way for a country to be free? What if half the prison population never harmed anyone but themselves? What if the people had no rights except those the government chose to let them have? What if the states had no rights except to do as the federal government commanded? What if our elected officials didn't really live among us, but instead all had their hearts and homes in Washington, D.C.? What if the government could strip you of your rights because of where your mother was when you were born? What if the income tax was unconstitutional? What if the states were convinced to give up their representation in Congress? What if the government tried to ban you from using a substance in your body that is older than the government itself? What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stand for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? The Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we don't have a constitution anymore? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes to love your country you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right?
Keep it locked. You're tuned in to Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
Man, what kind of bullshit is this, man? How they gonna cut me off so damn early? I mean, I wasn't even really getting into shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yo, they be on some bullshit. The government be on some bullshit. I just don't understand, man. They act as if I'm only talking about the shit that they put out there. You know what I mean? I ain't putting out no new shit or nothing. Damn, they don't have to treat me. I'm feeling this is why I got to get the fuck up out of here. You know what I mean? It's time. They be fucking with me too hard. I think everyone be fucking with me too hard. But anyway, I put this show back up there, which was the original 2014 show, New Year's show. Jonah Bay and the 98 Foreign Trust. That's how you're gonna find it on YouTube. I put it in the chat earlier. Let me put it back in the chat again. You know, and yo, I really want y'all to go back, listen to this show, and listen to how humble your boy Youssef was and how he acknowledged information was right and exact. Because now he's going to tell you this shit isn't. He's going to say, Rule 220 has no bearing and don't listen to it and niggas can't read. That's the type of shit they're coming with now. You know, everyone keeps on putting this process where you use the back of your social security number and you pay your bills with that routing number. All that shit's going to do is kick back in 10 days or less. Some of y'all might get lucky. It might go to 30 days, 60 days, no longer than 60 days. And it's going to kick back. And you might, so they want to use that to distract you. Also, niggas is all, keep on putting on my Facebook page 24/7 how more means dead with some hieroglyphic shit. How the fuck we gonna confirm hieroglyphics? I don't know about y'all. I don't read hieroglyphics. Furthermore, I could care less even if it was true that more meant dead back when we were all speaking hieroglyphics. That means nothing because the land is tied up in the name Moore. The inheritance is inside the name Moore. How could Moore mean dead when before they created Negro, Black, Colored, Nigger, all that shit, they called us all Moore that had melanated skin? Go back to the January 2014 show. I even broke that down in that show, right? So I care not if that's where my real rights as a human is sitting. That's my nationality. Well, that's what I'm going to use. I don't give a fuck someone comes along that can read hieroglyphics. Maybe he can, maybe he can't. I don't know. But that ain't going to change my mind on what I got to do. But why do they keep on putting it on the page? Why do they keep on coming with it? The minute I told y'all, yo, y'all got to put more on your birth certificate instead of Negro, Black, and Color, and you're going to be doing that through the court. Now they want to come with that. That's called trying to stop y'all from doing what y'all need to do. You know what I mean?
even back then, 2014, I told even all the white people, yo, y'all need to put y'all's nationality back on. It used to mean something when you were called Irish American. It used to mean something when you were called English American or wherever the hell y'all was from. Y'all need y'all's nationality back. See? Oh, so I know y'all saying, the Latin people. Oh, well, they call us Latin American. That's a nationality. Where's the place called Latin? There's no goddamn place on the planet called Latin. You know what I mean? That's not a nationality, y'all. You know, Dominican American, Puerto Rican American, all that would be a nationality, but not Latin American. It doesn't tell you nothing. Hold on 1 second. I got to talk to my son. He wants something. 1 second, y'all. Hold on, y'all. It said it's going to rain tonight. And, you know, I got the drop top out. Porsche with the top down. I got to put my top up. And shit like that. You know, I got to button up the hatches. That's what he was telling me. So, give me a second to do that. And I'm going to try to keep on talking while I'm doing it. You know how I do. I got a big-ass mouth. But, yeah, they're coming. The haters is coming to try to change the information and try to get y'all not to do it. You know what I mean? Now, like I said, people can say whatever they want about this. I've read the law to y'all. The number one thing is this. If it wasn't the right thing to do, why is it that so many rich people expatriated already in droves? Then, also, why the hell is it $3,600 to expatriate? What's that all about? Why would it cost that much if it ain't the right thing to do? See, that's why I played the song Devil is a Lie tonight. Because these devils are going to come to you with all the lies in the world to stop y'all from doing what we're breaking down. Now, it's up to you to either listen to the devils or to listen to your own inner mind, information, and all that. I mean, I just thought it was crazy that Youssef wanted to hide the foundational piece, the original show, that changed everyone's conversation, everyone's lessons was changed with my 2014 show. And what made it so bad, was the fact that actually named his new bullshit show the same name. So when you went looking for mine, you would get his. And of course, his didn't have no shit. I mean, how desperate is that? You want to use my name, bury my information, but use my name to get people to listen to you. And the fucked up thing is, I actually listened to the show, and the show had no info. It was all on spirituality. I'm like, why the fuck did you even name it that, if that's what you was going to be talking about? True law, dealing with, you know, thoughts. Now, I'm not going to front. I tell y'all that all the time. Change your mind, change your reality, right? But if I'm wanting to get a 9-8 number, a foreign trust, understand how to operate the foreign trust to be private so eventually I can, you know, expatriate, believe me when I tell you I don't want pseudo information. What I want is actual information on how to do it. Give me a roundabout answer. You see what I'm saying? I need actual answers. And that's what your boy was doing, which I think is just crazy, man. Like, why fuck the people over like that? All right, y'all, I got to the show. Right now, I just been bullshitting, just talking to y'all bullshitting. For real, just running my mouth. All right, so I thought that was crazy, man. I'm like, damn, this dude is really like an agent. This is what you're going to do now? Nigga, you've been running that show for 3 years. You had it on YouTube. It was your highest listening to show, Yousef. You actually do profit sharing with YouTube. So that show was actually getting you money with YouTube. And you're going to take it down? You're going to take it down and take it off of the internet everywhere where niggas had to look for when they downloaded it to put it back up? Wow. Wow. I never seen that boy like that. I never seen that boy like that. That's a little crazy to me. I'm not shocked, but it's still a little crazy to me. You know, you just never know people until you know them, I guess. And time reveals everything. But with that being said, we are, yeah, it's definitely misinformation, man. We are consultation Wednesday, so let me open up one thing I wanted to show y'all. Hold on. Yo, you right, Maggie is straight. That's why he kept the name of the video the same. But yo, you know he wasn't paying me. First of all, that's why we fell out in the first place, to keep it real, yo. He was collecting mad money on the back end with all my DVDs and wasn't giving my money. Then he was taking shots. And you know, that was the biggest problem, yo. And, you know, that's why I said when I see him, I'm slap the shit out of him. Yeah, you're right. Everything that's done in the dark will come to light, man, for sure. That's absolutely, I find that to be 100%. You know, but, oh, so today, you know, I put the show back up. Keem actually put the show back up. But then I put it in the, my Facebook. And I put a copy of my DBA. I put a copy of the proof of the do not detain list. I showed a picture of my house, a picture of my bedroom, picture of the few of the cars, and said, all this shit is real. I'm not making this shit up, right? So I knew it was going to be a fallout from that, me proving shit is real, right? But who got the fallout was Joey. Somebody called Joey up, I mean, on Facebook, and basically was like, yo, he bought the super injunction from Joey a year ago, right? So he's showing Joey the letter he got back from Washington, chain letter that they always write. But this is what I told y'all. Y'all can't do the super injunction until you totally private. I've been telling y'all that. But you know, people that don't really listen and jump on the bandwagon, what they do is buy the super injunction over the regular injunction. Number one, I always told y'all, you have to do the regular injunction before you even attempt to do a super injunction, right? So the dude tried the super injunction by itself, and basically they told him he was a U.S. citizen. And of course he's a U.S. citizen. All they had to do is what? Look at his birth certificate and look and see if he went in front of a counselor at the Department of State and denounce being a U.S. citizen. If he didn't do that, guess what? He's a U.S. citizen, right? So the nigga never did that. So he flips on Joey talking about, yo, and Joey was nice to him and cordial. He was like, yo, what I'll do is I can't refund your money. It's a year. First of all, you got the product. Secondly, no one refunds someone after a year. I mean, that's just not done in business, right? So he says, what I'll do for you is give you something of equal price, you know. Dude was like, nah, I don't want that. I want my money back. He's like, yo, you ain't getting your money back. So then he was like, believing none of the shit that y'all teach on Hindsight Ready, the whole Hindsight crew, da-da-da, just started going in on Joey and then blocked Joey. I said, Joey, that ain't had nothing to do with you. That's some agent shit. I put proof up on Facebook. The nigga wanted to go up there and say the injunction didn't work because I put the proof up there that the injunction did work, showing the screen of the police that says, do not detain, do not detain, do not detain. I said it had nothing to do with you. So the agents and the haters is coming out of everywhere. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. You're right. You're right, Carl Coom. I mean, they don't have to believe in the sun for it to be real. And that's so true. I'm like, you know, it works whether you believe it or not. Works for me. Works for all of y'all who's done it. You know what I mean? And if it didn't work, you did it wrong. Or you didn't listen to the instructions. You know what I mean? But I'm going to the call lines. I'm going to 510-560. Peace to the God. Peace. Well, why you always think you can put your name up in the chat and I'm just going to come to you? Bro L, don't
You said what?
Why you always think you can just put your number up in the thing and I'm just going to come to you?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Why are you ain't talking? I'm about to skip you.
I thought you couldn't hear me. I said I apologize.
I didn't hear none of that. I didn't hear none of that. You be skipping the line, man.
You can hear me clearly
now. People don't like it when you skip.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I had
what's going on?
Info.
Turn your radio down. We can hear echo.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. And now I don't hear it repeating in the back.
Okay.
I still hear it a little
bit. Oh, man, it's probably the phone. I'm on a cheap phone. But
okay.
I had opened up a account at a credit union with the state, but they had at first they weren't tripping off the I used the I guess a post it wasn't a residential address, but like they had called me and stuff and I needed to change it and I wanted to know because I don't have another residential address to use and I know I can't use the address is associated with the straw man for the state. So what do you think I should do?
What are you trying to do? You trying to open up a bank account for what?
To establish credit.
Is this the CPN? Is it the estate? For what, brother?
It's the estate. Is it hard for you?
You're doing it for the estate. Okay. Brother, you got friends?
Yeah.
You got family?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what I did. I used my cousin's address for the address of the estate, and it's been there for the longest. Matter of fact, every goddamn body who sends something to JonahBay.com. It never reaches me. It goes to my cousin's address because Jonah Scott lives where my cousin is. He don't live. The Leaguers don't live where I laid my hat. Yo, your family's got that, or your friends got that on addresses, man. Why are you making shit so difficult?
I don't know. I'm not trying to. And also, I had ordered the consultation, the constitutional challenge, and I was one.
No.
The constitutional challenge, and I was wondering if you could email it to me.
Now let me explain something to you. You know when you order stuff from JonahBay.com, do you know I never know that anyone ordered because I have nothing to do with that business. Did you know that? That is my 17-year-old son's business. So, what you would have to do for me to personally get involved, and this is only for you to do, not everyone else, go to jonahbay@gmail.com, give me the order number and all that so I can look it up, and then I can take care of that. But, dog, I have nothing to do with jonahbay.com. If y'all have a problem, or y'all want a special request, y'all are supposed to email, I think, peace to the God at gmail.com. And that's the email for jonahbay.com. And that's how you would get an answer back from my son or my wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I remember I tried to email whatever email is on the website, and it comes,
yes,
it sends like an auto response email.
Okay.
So I think,
but it
sure
actually gets there.
But
it actually gets there.
Okay.
It actually
okay.
gets there, and
well,
and, you know, my wife reads it. You know what I mean? Because you know, you can't rely on a 17-year-old boy. All right.
Yeah.
But if
but
you send that to
so
my email,
yeah.
I'll personally try to make that happen for you, okay?
Okay, and I'm gonna do it after I order another one, so I don't have to do it twice. Cause I was trying to order some other stuff too.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that okay?
Well, if you ordering more shit, you gotta go through the website. You can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. After I order it, and instead of emailing you the one order number, can I just email
you? Can email
all
me all of it. Yes,
so I can,
all right.
Get them.
No problem. No problem.
Okay.
Now,
right,
let me
you.
Tell you the funny shit. The funny shit is you're going to email me, and I'm still not going to be the one sending it out. What I'm going to do is call my son and make him come downstairs and then do it. He's still going to be the one doing it.
All right, because I'm trying to look at it so I can take care of my stuff, of course.
All right, then. No problem. Peace to the God.
Okay.
Damn, that's all he wanted? He just hung up? No, that wasn't him that hung up. Yes, it was. Damn. He probably just got dropped, y'all. You know how that be. All right, let me go to the next caller. I'm going to 44256. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What's going on, God?
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What's going on, God?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Peace, God.
Peace to the God. How you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, brother. Wonderful.
And I'd like to hear that. I want to give appreciation to the ancestors as well.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. what are we going to be talking about?
A few questions, one is about the non-UCC. Well, actually, it's more about registering my birth certificate. I had my birth certificate authenticated for over a year now. Funny thing is, person told me to do it, but never told me what to do afterwards. They just told me, go get your birth certificate authenticated. So,
okay, this is what you're going to do. Once you get your birth certificate authenticated, you got to put the affidavit of ownership on it, right? Now, what I want you to do, too, is I just put the 9-8 show into the chat. What I did 2014, it's called Jonah Bay 9-8 and Foreign Trust. I want you to go listen to that. It's going to do the breakdown for everything you need to do, okay?
Okay,
very
first
show
on,
I did 2014.
That's on YouTube?
Now, yes, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
If you were in the chat, you would have got it in the chat, but
not in the chat. Yeah.
Right.
I'm in a sticky situation right now. I wish I could be in the chat.
Got you. So, boom, once you authenticate, then you're going to put the affidavit of ownership on it. Once you got the affidavit of ownership on it, now you're going to go down to your county where you were born, and go where the real estate records are. And you, when you walk in, have your paperwork inside a folder where no one can see it. And walk up to the desk and ask them, do they have a miscellaneous file? They're going to say yes. And then you're going to ask them, well, what can you put into the miscellaneous file? They're going to say anything. And that's when you're going to hand them that damn birth certificate. Because if you hand it to them before you ask those two questions, they're going to say, no, we can't do it.
Okay. Now, I got all that. Now, question to that. All right. I was born in Washington, D.C., in the District of Columbia. Okay? But I don't live in the District of Columbia, right? I'm not living in the District of Columbia. So how important is it to actually file that at the place where you were actually born, where they're actually holding the work? Is that a must thing to do?
I'm sorry, you was cutting in and out. Can you give that to me again?
Okay, I said I was born in the District of Columbia.
Yeah,
but
I
don't live in the District of Columbia right now.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it for me to file that in the District of Columbia, since that's where the original record is?
Great question. You're supposed to put it where that birth certificate was created, right?
Okay.
But what you could do is you could do it where you live, right?
Uh-huh.
They're one of their counties. And then you can do the non-UCC in your own county, and it'll be there.
Okay. All right. Now, I was actually into the UCC thing. I already got a filing and everything.
Filing.
So, is that going to affect that in any way?
No.
Okay.
See, the thing about the UCC is what is called a notice of a lien, right?
Right.
Now, non-UCC is the actual lien in the record that shows that someone owes you. So the non-UCC was supposed to be done before you even did a UCC, but people didn't teach people that.
Right. Right. Okay. Now.
So,
yeah, got you.
You know, you put the cart before the horse, but you can go back and change it. You feel me?
And change. Right. I got you. Now, dealing with
now,
that.
Now, let me say this. What was the reasoning for you doing the UCC? What was you trying to accomplish?
It was the whole secure party creditor dip.
You were trying to discharge and be free. And not be a U.S. citizen. Okay, that shit don't work. It ain't gonna help you do none of that.
Oh, I know. Oh, trust me. I know. Trust me. I know. That's. I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm in the sticky situation I'm in now. That's part of. So I mean, I've had my experience with it. I know it don't work. So being as though I've already done that, so I already got a security agreement and all that stuff. Do I use that with? Do I file that with the birth certificate and stuff too? Since it's already done.
No. All of that would go into your non-UCC if you think it's going to help you. I'm just keeping it real. It ain't going to help you do shit.
Okay. No, I'm just asking just so I know exactly what I need to file with my birth certificate. Uh-huh.
When you're doing, that's the non-UCC. I would tell you to pick up the non-UCC webinar at jonahbay.com and go through that.
I got
but
it.
Anything where you're doing transfers goes into the non-UCC. Now, when you're doing a whole harmless agreement, let's talk about that for a second.
What does whole harmless mean to me? It means that I'm having the person, whoever I'm holding harmless, I'm securing them from being harmed for any actions that they may.
You're giving
do.
Them insurance.
Right.
It's an insurance policy. Okay. So who did you give the insurance policy to?
I gave it to my spiritual man, to the secured party.
You gave a whole harmless agreement to your secure party?
Yeah.
That ain't how the secure party creditor process works. The whole harmless agreement you were supposed to give to the government. The treasury would be exact.
Then in my security agreement, the whole harmless goes is written out to my secure party.
Okay, you did it differently. Okay, when you do an indemnity bond, who did you write the indemnity bond to?
The indemnity bond is to the secure party too.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Who did you write the birth certificate bond to?
The birth certificate bond? Look. I haven't even done the birth certificate bond. Okay, I see where you at. Only thing I've done was the security agreement and filed the security agreement. I ain't done none of the rest of that was crap. As far as with I never finished it. As far as with the Treasury Department and all that stuff you sent to the Treasury Department, I ain't even done that part.
I never finished the SEC process. I know all about it because I've done it before. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you had a couple of things wrong. I don't know who was teaching you. You had a couple of things wrong, but it's neither here or there because even if you did it correctly, it still wouldn't have did shit for you. So my whole point is you don't need none of those agreements and no non-UCC. That's
okay.
Why I wanted you to go. I was going over it with you and asking you the question.
Okay.
All right? So
all
you're
right.
Straight. I say listen to the non-UCC a few times. And the thing about the non-UCC joint is I don't just go into non-UCC. I go into the whole overview of what you're doing. So a lot of people be like, yo, this ain't dealing with the non. Yes, it is. But I got to give you more than what you need, think you need. I give you more than what you think you need. See, now, the non-UCC is meant to be used. You go get that and you go get the non-UCC template, and you would see how it all goes together. But the problem is some people might get the non-UCC template and not the audio. Some people get the audio and not the template, and that's what's the confusion. But if you get them both at the same time, you can see how it all goes.
Oh, well,
things
I got the DVD.
Split up. Mm-hmm. You probably need a non-UCC template.
I'll go back and get it. I got the DVD. I'll go back and get the template. Just I want to just make sure I understand it and I'm doing it right.
Exactly.
Now,
and when you're looking at it, it makes way more sense.
Now, the next thing is, okay, when I talked to you last week, you told me to grab the GSA bonds because I'm on parole and I wanted to clear up that situation. And you told me to grab the GSA bonds, but what I wanted to ask you was, should I do that before I do the injunction? Like after I finish with the non-UCC, what should I do next?
Brother, I would want you to do the injunction now before you do anything.
Okay. 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 Now,
I often want people to do the injunction before they even authenticate.
Okay. Okay.
You know, but... You know, it's neither here or there. It doesn't matter. The reason why I say do the injunction first, because it keeps those beasts up off you, those cops. You know what I mean? You got to think,
right.
When you get stopped, that's how all other cases begin.
Right.
So if you're not getting stopped by them, then they don't have no chance to put no other cases on you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's
right.
Why I tell everyone do the injunction first, man. And then the whole thing is you do your injunction and you name your property. You put your wife, your kids, your mama, your brother into the injunction. They protect it too. So you could even protect your family with your injunction.
Right.
So
okay.
I tell people to do that first.
Okay.
All right, then, brother,
got
to go. It's going to be a short show today.
Okay. I got one more question. Just one more question, man. One more question. This
Make
is very
it quick,
important,
man. We only got
15
minutes left.
Okay. With the injunction, all right. I'm on parole in one state, but I live in another state. Now, should I put the injunction in both states?
I would
or...
put it in both states.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know. Okay. Cool. That's
right,
what I needed
peace
to know.
To the
all right. Peace. Peace to the gods, well.
I'm going to 804-836. Peace to the God. Peace. 804-836.
Peace, God. How you do, Jonah Bear?
Peace, God. How it's going? Yo, it's a crazy delay tonight. It take a while for y'all to hear me.
Yeah, no, to be honest, man, I had you on mute. I had to get on mute.
You mean you had yourself on mute?
Yeah, well, I better say it.
Yeah. You couldn't have had me on mute because you wouldn't have known I was calling you.
true that.
So what's going on? What are we
black.
Talking about tonight?
I'm talking black to you, though. Now, I just had a question. Being born abroad and going to court, I guess kind of similar to a family who was born in D.C. When I go to court, do I need to go to court in the district? Since my birth certificate is, you know, with the either you know United States of America seal on everything
born,
is coming
you
from
were born
the United
in
States.
Washington D.C.
No, I was born in Germany.
Okay, then Washington D.C. should be the place you should be because according to them, you were born in Washington D.C. Because if you're born, technically, you were born on the consulate. Or were you in the army? Were your parents in the army?
No, my father was. But just by my mother and father being a United States citizen.
You out of Washington.
Right.
Right. Yeah, when you do that name change suit, I'll be there, I believe. I can't be 100% sure because I ain't never did it. I'm
right,
not from the
right. It makes sense, though, because it's just like, for instance, I have a DBA in D.C. I did my DBA last name, first name, DBA, first name, middle. I did that in D.C. Would that be considered international?
As
far as the type of DBA I have since it was done in D.C.?
I don't know. You know, I'm not too familiar with the DC shit, man, because I ain't never did it.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what I be doing is I'll give you my opinion. Y'all come back. Y'all tell me what happened and shit like that.
Right. Oh, no, I get
it. And from there, that's how I learned how to do shit like that. But the truth is, I don't be knowing. I don't even
right,
know what I've done, God. I don't blow smoke up y'all's ass. I tell y'all what I actually know. And when I don't
right.
know, I'll tell you, I don't know.
Yeah, without question. I mean, it's a million and one scenarios. you know, there's no way you can
right.
do them all.
Right. And then
question.
Some of the shit people be asking me, I'm like, nigga, do you think I work for them? I have no fucking idea. Shit like that. Yo, what time do they pick up the mail? Nigga, I don't know. when they gonna reply to this shit? I don't know. They may never reply.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, niggas
no.
be wilding out with some of those questions.
Well, let's see. I'm in the A family. Looking forward to you coming back to the A for that day.
Yes,
so, you
coming straight
present.
Back. Man, you're number 804. What's that 804 area code?
That's VA, Richmond, VA.
Okay. But, yeah, we coming right back to Atlanta ASAP to put out the new information. And don't get discouraged. Like I said, these niggas going to keep on talking shit about the shit we putting out.
Oh, no. I ain't worried about that. Trust me. You know, like I said, you read from the codes. You read from their codes and their procedures. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, I ran across the expatriation a while ago. I said I had to get my consular record of birth abroad. Evidently, it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously it comes out of the same department. You know,
yep.
I saw that and read up on it back then. It's one key thing we have to do when we do it, and we ain't going to talk about it over the phone, but I'm eager to learn that process.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem. And you know what kills me is, like I said, Noble Drew Ali said, if you don't do anything,
you claim your nationality.
Yes. Now, my whole point is this. 20 years we've been listening to Ouachita. We've been listening to the Moore Science Temple. People have been going through with their nationality with those organizations, which are 501c3s, by the way. Anyway, and nothing's changed. They didn't have a nationality after they did it. They are what was called quasi-Moore. Man, if I have these official documents from the government and the government ain't acknowledging me as a Moore, then I'm not a Moore.
Right.
I can't just because I wake up tomorrow and I declare that I'm a woman, but I still got a ding-a-ling and I still look like a dude. Am I really a goddamn woman or am I just quasi in my own damn mind because nigga, you was a man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That type of shit. Like, yo, real shit has to happen. And real shit wasn't happening. So, yeah, it's time to get it done for real.
Right. You know,
and
I mean, I think you've done
it.
And you've done it so well, but.
They have to acknowledge you as a Moore. They have to acknowledge what your status is. That's what the injunction's
right.
all about. You have the right to travel because you made them acknowledge your right to travel by doing the injunction. You see what I'm saying? That's how we
do it. Holding that Constitution. Right.
Right.
Holding that
right.
Constitution, that oath, that fire to the feet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Magistrate is funny. He laughing off I said quasi-female. Yo, it's a lot of quasi-females running around, yo. Especially in Atlanta. Real talk.
Yeah.
Half these rappers are quasi-females now running around with pocketbooks and all that. Skirts and shit. But I ain't even going to go there. Yeah, wonderful talking to you, brother. I'll be seeing you soon in Atlanta, man. Peace to the God.
For sure, fam. Peace to the God.
All right, we going to 216-258. Peace to the God. Peace. But ain't even going to go there. But yo, wonderful talking to you, brother. I'll be seeing you soon in Atlanta, man. Peace to God.
I cut that shit off because the motherfucker shouldn't have had that ready off too loud when I'm calling on him with the reverb and all that. I'm going to 303-28. Now, when I'm saying your number, turn down your bag on radio. 303-280. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. J-Bay was good, man.
What up, y'all? How you doing?
Chilling, man. I had a... I'm just going to comment quick because I know you're about to get off, man. I wanted to chime in,
yeah.
But let me just get to the questions. But I asked Akeem, but I want to always cross-reference y'all brothers. I remember
okay.
You were saying Uber was private, right? So my question
yeah.
is, if you was trying to sign up and do some work for Uber, could you go in with the estate or
you
like a EIN?
Let me tell you, I believe you can, right? But the company Uber is going to try to jerk you. They are private and not paying taxes, but they're making you pay it, and it really keeps them safe from ever paying.
Okay. So
right?
You're probably going to have to
gonna
in league us up then.
You're gonna,
yeah.
They might make you in league us up. I don't know. I think you know,
right,
I can't really answer
right.
that with a definitive answer when I ain't never been no Uber driver.
Right. So I think I'm going to just shake the dice and see. I guess the worst they could say is this ain't valid, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you this. Time. Every time that I know of that we've used the estate EIN, it has always worked for everything. Even when I was under child support, that's what I was using was the estate EIN, so these niggas couldn't garnish me and know where I was and where I was working. Feel me? Hello?
Peace to the God, what's up?
Peace to the God, what's up, God? How you?
Yeah, he asked me that same question yesterday. And they're going to make him in league us up, and here's why. They're going to do a background check, and they want to drive his license.
Oh, hell yeah. He can't.
I told him that yesterday. If you got a driver's license, and they do a background check, you got to give them what? The in league us.
Yo, when you, matter of fact, I'm tripping because, check this out, if he's driving a cab, he is 100% a real driver.
He asked me that yesterday, and I told him that.
You are a straight straw man driving a cab. But the thing is that Uber is private, so technically you're not a taxi.
Right.
Technically.
But the problem is the requirements that they have to be an Uber driver is straight straw man.
They're going to force him to motherfucking ante up with the straw that's the social. Come on, man.
Right, because there's no way around it. You got to give him your driving record. You got to give him your registration to your car. You got to give him all of that. You know why I know that? Because I did Uber a couple of years before I met you. I know what they asked.
Oh, shit. Then you know. See, I told him I don't really know. I never drove it, but, yo, I think you're going to have to get that company is making them all pay the taxes.
Right.
So, you know, are they going to let you get away with not paying taxes? Hell no. They're going to keep it the way they're keeping it. They are, you know, we've owned businesses, so we already know how the company holds the taxes for you and
right.
make money and shit like that. They ain't
right.
fucking up their whole
even
program
if he,
for him.
Even if he do a 1099, he gives them an EIN, which he would have to do on a 1099, right?
I don't even think they'll allow him to work for them under a 1099.
He might get away with if he do a DBA and make the EIN his name, you know, like we
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
And he can get away.
Exactly.
He may be able to get away with that. But the problem
exactly.
is how you got in there. You had to give up that straw man.
The problem
that is,
the
record.
When they try to, when they look at the driver's license go back to the social.
Right.
That's
what I'm trying to.
Especially if they're doing a background check, that's a problem.
Right.
They crossing
he loved double asking questions. Yeah. He see that's the part he's not letting you know. He's for a year. Well, I got to give up the driver's license. I got to give up my car registration. And you got to go get it inspected before you drive for them and prove it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I really don't like when people don't give me all the info. I didn't know none of that.
That's what.
But
see, that's why I can't even clear that up.
The crazy shit is we still came to the same conclusion. They don't ask you for that social.
Yes. You when you do the background check, you got to give them a social. They want that. Now, you
like
don't
I
have
said,
to, but they're going to ask for it.
When you driving, I don't see how you can get around shit.
No. No, you got to follow the laws of the road. You driving for commercial purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, they do issue 1099s, but at the same time, how you get in there... And the only reason why they issue 1099 is because they don't want to be bothered with payroll taxes and workers' compensation insurance.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's why
see,
most.
That's what I've been talking about, too, God, is a lot of people ask me all types of shit, right? Some niggas know I ain't got no job. Why you asking me that shit?
I mean, I would take my information from somebody who has experience and actually was an Uber driver for a little bit.
Right. I don't fucking know. Didn't I just say a minute ago I only talk about shit that I actually know about? A lot of shit I don't know. Motherfuckers be asking me about shit dealing with the actual company. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do the next time he get on and ask questions? I'm going to send him over to Wednesday.
You going to mess with him. That's for sure.
Yeah, because that was ridiculous. Come on, dog. You know, you waste time of
you
other
people
that want to ask questions.
Say that he had already asked you yesterday. He just wanted to confirm. What
right.
that was he didn't like your damn answer.
Well, hey. Dude,
you know,
huh?
I finally did it. I finally did it. Today, someone said I'm rude. I caught
rude?
Up with you. Yeah, they
you
said I was rude as fuck. Yeah, they said I was rude as fuck. So now we in the same category. I don't even
wait
know what the hell I said. Ariel said I was rude. I'm rude.
Hey,
as long as I'm living up to my full potential.
Come on. You already know. Sometimes the things that we go through kind of make you a little jaded.
They don't understand the really the stuff that we go through and the way people be shitting on us. And that causes a problem, man. You ain't if someone been rude to you all day today. You get on, you ain't going to be nice. You're not going to be nice. It just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, people ask you questions they already got an answer to, trying to pit one against the other. That's what that is, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. You know, you pitting one against the other. Yeah, that's the way I see it.
I know you do. I sometimes look at it that way. Sometimes I don't, depending on my mood for that day. Yeah. But it gets annoying. Some of this shit be really annoying, but it's all good. But anyway, I told y'all I had a short show because we got the seminar this weekend. And tell them about the seminar. What we going to be talking about? You know,
this
is a Junction seminar. So, you know, we don't even have to go that much into the new information. We're going to go into it a little bit, but not really as much as these one-day seminars.
It is the – let me get the information up. I just pulled it down.
Oh,
July 7th to 8th at Doubletree Reed Park. in Tucson, Arizona. Of course, my computer's moving slow. I'm just telling you as much as I can remember.
Right. Damn, you just got that computer.
No, this is my other computer. And we're going to talk about the injunction. We're going to talk about CPNs. We're going to talk about correcting the birth certificate. We're going to go into that. And it's $110 for both days. $110 for both days, Saturday and Sunday. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Go to akimel.com, click the events tab, and reserve your seats. And that's it.
That's what's up. Love to see y'all. Can't wait to meet y'all. And it's going down.
All right.
It is going down. Peace to God. We up out of here, man.
Peace.
Hope y'all enjoyed the show today. Hell yeah. Yo, I hate that word nice. Shit mean gay, yo. I'm not gay. Yeah, I'm not nice. Not nice at all. Bitches are never fucking nice. So yeah, peace to God, man. Be talking to y'all real soon. We out of here.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down, it go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down,
I tell him. Snapchat me that pussy. FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Boy, my DM poppin'. My DM just caught a body. Boom. I got celebs in this DM. They're breaking news if they see them. But nah, we don't do no talkin'.
We don't do no talkin'.
We see suckin' shit too often.
Fuck nigga.
I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Don't you hate when you get screenshots?
Hit it.
Bitch, that DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram. I love the gram.
I love the gram.
I'm addicted to it. I know I am.
I know I am.
And I just follow Angela
Simmons.
Boy, I got a crush on Angela
Simmons.
They like, damn, got it, you bold.
Bold.
Fuck it, I'm gon' let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Snapchat me that pussy. Move.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him.